Earlier in the show, you heard from the father of a juvenile being held in Banksia Hill, and that was following the decision yesterday by the WA Supreme Court, which found the Department of Justice unlawfully detained a boy in his cell at Banksia Hill Detention Centre 26 times this year. The Aboriginal Legal Service brought the case against the WA government, alleging the boy had been kept in his cell for up to 20 hours a day. And of course, last month, a group of 17 teenagers were relocated to Casuarina Prison from Banksia Hill Youth Detention Centre after they had destroyed infrastructure and assaulted staff at the Youth Detention Centre. The Department of Justice said at the time that there was no option other than to relocate the teenagers to a safer and more secure location. But psychologist and Nyamal woman Dr. Tracy Westerman says the underlying issues of trauma in more than 90% of young people in the juvenile justice system are not being addressed, and most of the crimes being committed by young people are crimes of poverty. She says the government needs to focus more on prevention and stop using prisons as hostels.
Oh, look, I think, you know, what we know, I guess, is that, you know, we don't actually assess when kids first come into detention. We don't actually assess what's going on for them in terms of mental health. So around, we understand that about 93% of kids that end up in prison have trauma. So you shouldn't be. Often what happens when people have trauma is that they act out. And so what they actually should be doing is treating the trauma and not punishing it. So that's the first thing, is that they're actually not assessing Aboriginal kids or any kids that come into prison to ensure that they're actually therapeutically supported. And it's actually a real concern, Kelly, that many of these kids have actually been put in lockdown for 22 hours a day. And when you have trauma and you're left alone in isolation, that's a perfect storm of self-harm. You know,
What's the solution?
Well, the solution is that you actually get, a lot of the things that, you know, 87% of kids who are in prison have not actually been charged with a crime, have not actually been convicted of a crime. So essentially what they're doing is they're using prisons as hostels, and they're not fun places to be. They should be diverting and investing in prevention. The minute a child goes to prison, the odds of a child, it's a strongest predictor of future criminality is its early normalisation of it via a prison sentence. So we know that if a child goes to prison as a kid, they're 94% likely to go back to prison again before they're an adult. So clearly prison is not working. Clearly prison is not something that should be used for children. These are 10 to 14-year-old children that are being, you know, put in prison and treated as if they are unrehabilitatable. Most of these crimes are crimes of poverty. Most of the time, what actually happens, 87% of kids in prison have not been convicted of a crime. They're on remand. And then ultimately, when they get in front of a judge or a magistrate, only 40% of them are ultimately convicted of a crime. So this is a human rights issue. This is actually a human rights issue right here.
And obviously that feeds into the debate that's happening at the moment around the age of incarceration.
Yeah, no, it does. And look, what we know, when issues this emotional come into the mix, Kelly, look, I'm a scientist, and so you should always be deferring to the science. And the science is irrefutable. Science tells us that the minute you put a child in prison, it predicts future criminality rather than reduces it. So the fact is that the state government have a $1.1 billion corrective services budget, and $900 million of that is actually geared towards building and supporting and maintaining prisons. So they need to put money into diversion and justice reinvestment and programs that actually prevent kids going to prison. It's really easy to put a kid in prison. It's much harder to prevent it.
What do you say then to people who are impacted by crimes, by some of these young people who, you know, want to see those crimes get punished?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's that thing where people will say, you know, do the crime and do the time.
Yep.
So this is actually victim focused. What this actually tells us is that the more you actually put a kid in prison, the greater the chances are that they're going to develop a greater likelihood of becoming of criminality being ingrained. So we're actually breeding and teaching kids how to be better criminals by putting them in prison. So the fact is that when you're 10, 11, 12, the opportunities there to alter behaviour are significant. And I've never, ever, ever seen a child go into prison and come out mentally, psychologically, and in terms of contribution to society, better off as a direct result of a prison sentence in 23 years of working as a psychologist. But I've seen significant numbers completely altered by second chances and therapeutic interventions.
Psychologist and Nyamal woman, Dr. Tracy Westerman, speaking there.